KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have some snow flurries and 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with flurries this morning, otherwise partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. No injuries were reported following a rollover accident west of Atlantic Tuesday night. According to dispatch reports, a vehicle was on its side in the ditch just off of 570th Street between Galveston and Fayette Road. The driver was trapped in the vehicle, but he was otherwise said to have been uninjured. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac Ambulance responded to the scene just after 6:10 p.m. Roads in the area were said to have been icy. No other details are currently available. A traffic stop in Villisca at around 2:15 a.m. today resulted in the arrest of two men on drug charges. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said 45-year-old John Leon Lynn Bowen of Villisca faces a felony possession of methamphetamine charge, while 36-year-old Joshua Dwayne Moan of Red Oak was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Sheriff's deputies were assisted in conducting the stop by the Montgomery County canine, Rush. An investigation into several Fremont County burglaries that occurred November 29th, including at least one of which resulted in a stolen firearm, resulted in the arrest of two people on Tuesday. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says the burglaries occurred at a farm residence near Sydney. A search warrant executed by Fremont and Mills County deputies in Pacific Junction Tuesday resulted in the recovery of several pieces of stolen property as well as drug paraphernalia. Taken into custody for possession of stolen property and possession of drug paraphernalia was 35-year-old Leo Allen Edwards of Pacific Junction, who was brought to the Mills County Jail. Charges against Edwards are currently pending in Fremont County. 25-year-old Sonia Danielle Smith of Hamburg was arrested in Glenwood. Smith was charged with burglary in a third degree, theft in the second degree, and possession of contraband in a correctional institution. Additional charges are pending. She was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $15,000 cash-only bond. Authorities are looking for anyone who may have purchased items over the past few weeks from either Smith or Edwards. Officials believe those items may have been sold through Craigslist in either Council Bluffs or the Clarinda areas. A trial date has been set for the former city clerk for the city of Casey, who is facing federal charges alleging she used city funds for personal use and burned down City Hall the night before state auditors were arrived to investigate the missing money. Dorothy Dillinger was indicted in federal court in Des Moines last month on 5 counts of mail fraud and 1 count of malicious use of fire. She pleaded not guilty at a November 30th court appearance, where a judge set a February 1st trial date. Dillinger served as the city clerk in Casey for 30 years. She has admitted to misusing city funds and apologized. She's currently free on bond until her trial. And the Iowa Corrections Department says a Fort Dodge prison inmate serving 2 life sentences has died at a local hospital. The department news release said 62-year-old Jeremiah Connolly died Saturday of end-stage emphysema. He was being taken to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City when he was diverted to the local hospital. Connolly had been serving his sentence at the Fort Dodge Correctional Facility. His life sentences stem from 2 convictions for first-degree murder in Pottawatomie County. In November of 1980, he was arrested and charged with killing 80-year-old Allenson Beach and 83-year-old Mina Beach. Connolly began his sentences on November 3, 1981. In the funeral announcements, Nola Schiltz, age 85, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Nola Schiltz will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Daryl Muller, age 90, of Erling and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Daryl Muller will be today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Carl Dudley, age 90, of Redfield, died November 25th. In Waukee. A private service will be held for Carl Dudley today at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Boyd Schroyer, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Boyd Schroyer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joe Dorsey, age 82, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Joe Dorsey will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Genevieve Kinman, age 92, of Adair, died Monday in Stewart. Funeral services for Genevieve Kinman will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Harley Merritt Jr., age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Harley Merritt Jr. will be held Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mabel Clark, age 66, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Mabel Clark will be Friday at 1 o'clock at the Historic Saints Center in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Vero Cadwell, age 95, of Manila, died November 25th in Denison. Funeral services for Vero Cadwell will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Matthew Rachel, age 89, of Manila and formerly of Louisiana, died Monday. Funeral services for Matthew Rachel will be Monday at 2:30 p.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Clint Brownlee, age 25, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Clint Brownlee are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Ida McCrory of Atlantic died Monday at the Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for 97-year-old Ida McCrory are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.